We established a new civil rights cause of action for those whose intimate images were shared on the public screen.
Welcome all and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. This week's show is going to be all over the board. I have got so many topics I want to talk about, so they're going to be rapid fire. We're going to talk paranormal. We're going to talk conspiracy. We're going to talk current events. We're going to talk politics. It's going to be something for everyone, and I think everyone will enjoy this show. But before I start the show, I want to start off the show today by telling everybody, if you go to the Paranormal Patriot page on Facebook or to my personal page on Facebook, Tom Velasquez, you will find the link for the Fundly page for James Dunn. Now, for those of you who don't know, James Dunn is a listener of ours whose fiance has gone through hell. She got the vaccine forcibly, because she had to get the vaccine, from what I understand, and she has had nothing but complications, blood clots. She is now unable to work because she has had to have her leg amputated just above the knee. So they're struggling for money, and he contacted me to tell me, hey, this is what's going on. These vaccines are horrible, and I just felt the urge. I got to help them in some way, shape, or form. So go to the link. Hit the link. My Paranormal Patriot Facebook page, my personal page, Tom Velasquez. Hit the link. Donate to help this couple out. They are in dire need, and they need our help. Let's show them what the Paranormal Patriot can do. And also, you know, this world right now is just upside down. Everything is upside down, and there is a lot of hate in this world right now. This past week, for those of you who have listened for a while, you know my wife is battling cancer, and it's nothing she's going to overcome. It's terminal. She was diagnosed on June 27th, 2017. So she's going on 5 years, which when we first were told about it, we were told, let's give you 3 to 5 years and see what happens. Well, she has been just amazingly strong, and she's coming up on her 5-year anniversary. However, it has come to our attention that the disease, the cancer, is beginning to progress a little more than we were hoping, and she is going to end up having to take additional medicine, basically chemo pill, every day. That is going to render her horribly. She's going to have horrible side effects. And with that being said, remember this, and you've heard it before, but this is coming from somebody you talk to, somebody you hear from. You know, I feel, even though I don't know a lot of you, we converse over text, over email, over message. I feel as if I know a lot of you without ever meeting you. And I know a lot of you say the same thing. Look, I listen to you every week, sometimes more than once a week. And I feel like we know each other. So I'm telling you this as a friend and as someone you know. don't take anything for granted. Your loved ones. Don't take them for granted. You know, this isn't right now a you've only got months to live issue with my wife. However, once she begins taking this chemo pill, her life is never going to be the same. As she's very upset, which is understandably so. She told me this is the best I'm ever going to feel ever again, because the side effects of this pill are pretty rough. And we've had so many things we've got planned. We want to do this. We want to do this. And everything's on hold right now. Don't take life for granted. You never, ever know. I never, ever in a million years thought I would be in the situation that I'm in now. And it kills me. It kills me every day to know that she's struggling. And there's nothing I can do. So, just a little advice. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take your loved ones for granted that they're always going to be here. You just never know. Tell them you love them. Spend time with them. If they want to do something and you don't really feel like doing it, just do it anyway. Because you never know what the future is going to hold. Look at James and Sandy. They were fine. She got the vaccine. And her life is forever changed. Forever changed. Both of their lives are forever changed because of this vaccine. You just never, ever know. So don't think everything's going to be fine. It may not. And you have to be, in a way, almost ready for that. But while you are fine, go out on that date. Go to the store shopping with your wife. Go to do something that your husband likes to do. You may not like to do it, but you know what? It's going to make a huge, huge difference. I have been making a concerted effort. And for those of you who have been emailing me, messaging me, my response time is getting a little lax because I've been spending a lot of time, if I'm not working, and this is even before we got this diagnosis here this past week, I've been spending a lot of time with my wife because I just don't know when it's not going to be able to happen again. And I'm finding, I knew I loved spending time with my wife, but man, do we just have a good time together. Just don't take it for granted. You have no idea what tomorrow holds, and I don't wish this... What I'm going through, what James is going through, what a lot of other listeners are going through. I don't wish it on anybody, but this is life. We have to make the best of it, and we have to put in an effort. And honestly, that's what marriage is. It's a constant effort. When we get complacent, when we just let things just slide by and we don't put in the effort, that's when things happen. And that's when bad things happen. But on top of that, you just don't know what's happening the next day. You've heard it said many times. How many people went to bed the prior night with dreams and goals and plans of things to do the next day and never woke up? You just don't know. Hell, I could die doing this show right now. You just don't know. So please, please, if what has been going on with my wife and listening to James and Sandy's stories and some of my other listeners' stories has taught me anything, it's that you just cannot take anything for granted. We are not promised tomorrow, and that doesn't just apply to us. That's your significant other, your wife, your husband, God forbid your children. You can't take it for granted. So thank you. Thank you for listening to me give you a PSA. And if you would be so inclined, please go to Paranormal Patriot, to the Paranormal Patriot page on Facebook or my personal page on Facebook and just donate to James and Sandy. Help them out. Words cannot express how appreciative I would be for it. I want to help this man out and his lovely fiance, and just it just kills me that this vaccine is doing this to people, and yet we are being chastised for not getting the vaccine. We are the dregs of society for not getting the vaccine. I'll never understand it. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to talk all things. We're going to talk California mosquitoes. CERN's back in the news this week. We're going to talk about the transgender swimmer from Penn. We're going to talk, a cashless society. Hey, Earth got hit by an asteroid. Bet you might not have known that. The U.S. had issued a warning to China. Jussie Smollett. Unbelievable what is going on with that. And we're going to talk about all this some more. So just sit back, relax, open that mind, because it's going to be a bam, bam, bam show. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sit back, relax, open that mind. I will be right back.
I was alive, going down for the summer with my eyes open wide. God knows I tried.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
From what you told me, maybe you want me all alone. But it's how you show me, I ain't the only one that be giving you love. I know I say I'm open to doing what we say is okay. A place to escape, erase all the pain. Taking off your chain, saying not to wait. Grabbing on my face, yeah, I say I don't mind. Telling myself.
So where do we start in this tipsy-topsy world that we live in right now? Let's start in California. That's always a good place to start. Because a biotech firm is seeking permission to release genetically modified mosquitoes in the open air of California for the first time later this year. The aim is to reduce the expanding populations of invasive mosquitoes and prevent deadly disease. How could this ever go wrong? I mean, there is nothing ever I could see that could possibly go wrong with introducing a genetically modified mosquito. And they're talking about releasing millions of them. How could that go wrong? I mean, honestly. Do you really want me to count the ways? I mean, literally, if you've looked at half of the end of the world movies, something of this ilk revolves around that. Something genetically modified or something that's not natural escaping from a lab or being released from a lab and wreaking havoc. So these 2 million plus genetically modified mosquitoes, they have what they call a built-in kill switch. It's built into their DNA, and when they mate with the natural mosquitoes, I guess I'd call them, well, those offspring die, causing an eventual collapse of the population. Now, their target are swarms of mosquitoes that were first detected in Los Angeles County in 2011, which have spread northward into 20 California counties. Now, while California's native mosquito emerges at dusk, there's a certain mosquito. It's a black and white striped mosquito, and it hunts for blood during the day when people are outside. Now, elsewhere in the world, they transmit potentially fatal Zika, dengue, yellow fever, among other diseases. So, the lab-bred insects, these genetically modified mosquitoes, they're trademarked under the name Friendly. Because why not? Why not make them friendly? It takes the edge off. They were genetically modified by the British company Oxitec. All of these genetically modified mosquitoes are male, so they don't bite or spread disease. Okay. Modified that they only mate with others of their species, not the native California mosquitoes. Only the female offspring die. The males live and become carriers of the deadly gene, passing it on to shrinking future generations. So in other words, this genetically modified mosquito mates with a natural invasive mosquito that's in California. That female lays her eggs. All the females die. All the males live. And they have this trait in them, so they continue to mate with those females. And so on and so forth until the population dies out. Well, here's the problem. None of these mosquitoes, this whole process has never been tested. According to Angel Garcia, who lives in Lindsay in Tulane County, she goes on to say, "We're lab rats. The community was not included in the process. If they really want to protect public health, we need to be at the table. There seems to be no transparency, no independent review, and no public participation." Where does that ring similar to? Well, I'll tell you. The COVID vaccine. We didn't get it tested. It was just there. It just showed up all of a sudden. And they're like, yeah, it's safe, it's effective. This just reeks of that whole situation. Again, according to critics, there's no publicly available data to support Oxitec's claims that the introduced mosquitoes will reduce incidences of mosquito-borne diseases. According to an independent peer-reviewed study from Yale University scientists, 2 years of continual releases of the mosquitoes at a test site in Brazil failed to reduce populations of these mosquitoes. Furthermore, none of the worrisome viruses have been transmitted within California. And that's my point. There's no Zika, there's no yellow fever, there's no dengue. There's nothing there that would indicate that there is a potential for even a widespread outbreak of Zika or whatever you want to call malaria, whatever. There's nothing there. So are we jumping the gun? Are we being proactive in this? Well, that's where the discord and the disconnect comes in, because half the people say, yeah, we're being proactive. We got to stop this before it even starts. The other half are saying, stop what? There's nothing going on here. This release of genetically modified mosquitoes will be the largest in the United States. You may have heard me talk about this before in Florida, where they genetically modified mosquitoes and they supposedly were going to release them. I honestly don't know what happened to that. I have to do some research. But listen, the reason this scares me is I am not a big fan of genetically modified anything. Genetically modified means not natural. We as human beings, we are made of water, carbon, stardust, electricity. We are natural beings. So you introduce these genetically modified, not natural mosquitoes into the ecosystem, they mate with the natural females. Those females now have genetically modified genes inside of their body. Those females, before they die, will continue to feed upon humans. They're going to continue to land on them, stick them with their snout, whatever the hell you want to call it, and suck your blood. That genetically modified material will get transferred to you. What have we done any research as to what the potential side effects of this genetically modified DNA of this mosquito, what is that going to do to the human body? Well, in this day and age, I don't think the government cares. I don't think they care what it's going to do. If they did, we wouldn't have television, radio, social media inundating us with taking an unproven, untested vaccine. They don't care. There's an agenda. There is an agenda here, and it's not about getting rid of Zika, yellow fever, dengue. It's not about that. There's something else going on. If the last 2 years haven't taught you anything, it's don't trust the government. The government is not your friend. The government is out looking at number one, which is them. How do I get more power? How do I get more money? That's all they care about. You, as a matter of fact, are in their way. So, I promise you I'll keep an eye on this and find out what's going on with these genetically modified mosquitoes, because I'm really concerned if there's a zombie outbreak in California after the genetically modified mosquitoes get released. Well, we know why. So, there's that. And then, our old friend CERN, the Large Hadron Collider. Well, we haven't talked about CERN in a while, and I felt it was time. And the reason for that is there's an article that's been circling the internet claiming that scientists at the Large Hadron Collider are hoping to make contact with a parallel universe. Now, if you've followed CERN and you've followed NASA, they pretty much told you, yes, parallel universes exist. What is a parallel universe? Well, the definition of a parallel universe, and this is according to quantum mechanics, is simply a universe theorized as existing alongside our own, although undetectable. Or one more definition, parallel universes. They are also known as meta-universes or multiverses, and they're a group of theoretical twin universes that coexist at the same time as our own. They are said to be simple variations of our reality, all running at the same time in different realities. So, essentially, what it means is we are undetectable from us. There is another coexisting universe side by side to us. I mean, in other words, there is another you, another me, in another universe that we can't see. So there is another you and me existing in this universe. Hopefully that one's thin, has a full head of hair, and has a lot of money. I'm stuck in this one right now. Now, my other parallel universe might be saying the same thing. I hope there's another guy that's fat, bald, and, you know, works at an auto repair shop. Maybe that's that guy's dream. I don't know. But apparently, and there's NASA has said they exist. CERN has essentially proven that they exist. And now CERN is wanting to make contact with this universe. So, how do you make contact with a parallel universe? Well, apparently you need a Large Hadron Collider. I don't particularly have one. The thing's, what, 17 miles around? Thing's huge. I don't have that much time, nor money, nor desire to build a Large Hadron Collider. So the rumors are that the folks at the Large Hadron Collider, CERN, if you will, they've already proven, and maybe they've already made contact with this parallel universe. And I've told you before, back in 2012, there's talk that the Large Hadron Collider destroyed our universe that we were currently living in. And I'm telling you right now, the more I see that's going on in this planet, the more I believe that's possible. Because nothing makes sense anymore. The rumor is that the Large Hadron Collider destroyed. They blew up our universe, and we got just, boom, vaporized into the next parallel universe. Well, here we are. Biden's president. Kamala Harris is vice president. Nancy Pelosi is doing a jig with a blank piece of paper at the State of the Union address. Anthony Fauci is the end-all be-all concerning COVID. COVID vaccines, although unproven and, well, unproven that they work, proven that they don't work, are still being hyped up as the only way to save humanity, even though the science and facts prove that if you just let your immune system do its job, that will save humanity. Russia has invaded Ukraine. China is ready to invade Taiwan. Where do we go? I mean, New Zealand, Australia are essentially under martial law right now. And it's okay. People are okay with that. If you tell me, if it comes out our universe that we used to live in was destroyed and we were brought into this universe, which is topsy-turvy world, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely it did. It did, and it sucks. Because left is right, right is wrong, or right is left, wrong is right, right is wrong, down is up, and up is down. That's the only way I can describe what we are dealing with on a daily basis. How many of you listening to this show at least once a week go, what is going on here? How is this even happening? At this point, with everything everyone's gone through, would it surprise you to find out that that would be true? Because it wouldn't me. I mean, I just take it as it goes. Yep, that makes complete sense. That explains a lot. Because now we're being hit by asteroids that we detected 2 hours prior to impact, and NASA's being applauded for it. Asteroid 2022 EB5. Now, they say it was too small to pose a hazard to Earth, but its discovery marks the fifth time that any asteroid has been observed before impacting into the atmosphere. This asteroid, it hit Earth's atmosphere over the Norwegian Sea before disintegrating. This happened on March 11th, 2022. But this event wasn't a complete surprise because astronomers knew it was on a collision course, predicting exactly where and when the impact would happen. The problem is they saw it 2 hours before impact. So yes, the asteroid was too small to cause any concern when it hit our atmosphere. It just disintegrated in our atmosphere. Thank God for the atmosphere. But does that give you the warm and fuzzies inside to know that this asteroid, nobody knew it existed. Nobody knew it was anywhere near Earth until 2 hours before it hit our atmosphere. Let's just say this asteroid was a little bigger and it did not fully blow up in our atmosphere. What would happen? It goes through our atmosphere, and now we've got a rock hurling from space at hundreds and thousands of miles per hour, and when it impacts, who knows where it's going to hit? Remember in Russia a couple years ago when that meteor, that asteroid, essentially disintegrated in our atmosphere? Who knew that was coming? Nobody! Nobody! How many fireballs? I've seen one fireball in my life. I mean, an actual fireball. Now, keep in mind, shooting stars are little pieces of space debris burning up in our atmosphere. Fireballs are full-on asteroids. You can call them meteorites, meteors, whatever you want to call them. They're big, and they can do damage. And thank God our atmosphere is strong enough to dissolve and destroy these potential extinction-level event asteroids from hitting us. This one, it did. But here's the problem. The poles are about to shift. North is going to be south. South is going to be north. And when that happens, we lose our magnetic field. And therefore, we lose some of our protection. So if some of these little ones are roaming around Earth that we don't even know, we have no idea that these things are even in the vicinity. And granted, it could be the size of a Volkswagen. It could be the size of the World Trade Center. Who knows? But the fact that the magnetic poles are about ready to shift, and therefore that weakens our magnetic field, therefore weakens our ability or our planet's ability to protect itself from these little itty-bitty asteroids. Why are we applauding ourselves? This is a colossal failure. We need a better system. Because all it really takes is one smaller, larger, medium-sized asteroid to get past our detection, we can do nothing. I mean, honestly, if this thing was a little bigger, big enough that it could survive the impact of the atmosphere, and it was the size of, I don't know, a football field, well, let's even go smaller, the size of a house, and it hit a populated area, that's like a nuclear bomb going off. So why are we applauding this? Why are we making it seem like there's nothing, there's no big deal here? They found it 2 hours beforehand, but they found it. Okay, so they see it. There's an asteroid coming. Man, that one's pretty big. I don't think that one's going to get burned up in the atmosphere. We have 2 hours to warn the people. You have 2 hours to make your life right before you potentially could die. It amazes me in this day and age, we have the James Webb Telescope that is now looking at stars 1.3 million kilometers away. And they're giving amazing detail. We can't find a rock orbiting our planet. That is scary. Any given day, we could all die. But yet, the media, good job, NASA. Way to find that space rock. Oh, it was only 2 hours before it impacted us? Well, that doesn't matter. The fact that you were able to find that gives us all the hope we need that we are safe and secure on our planet because NASA can find space debris that could be potentially hitting our planet and give us a 2-hour window. This is what we're up against. My God, maybe we are living in a parallel universe. I don't know. I really don't know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, well, I'm just going to keep rolling. I have no idea what position these topics are going to go into, but we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Alright, so to coincide with the fact that we may be living in a completely different universe, let's talk about the Penn Swimmer, the University of Pennsylvania Swimmer. They call it transgender. It's a male. Let's not dice words. It's a male. There is a man who says, I'm a woman. I'm in transition to be a woman. So therefore, I can swim against girls. So in other words, this swimmer couldn't hold his own against male swimmers. So he says, I'm going to turn into a woman. I'm going to beat these women's asses in swimming. And he sure as hell did. Why? Because he's a male. No disrespect to females. Females, as far as I'm concerned, are the strongest of the two human species. Because if it was up to me and most men listening, if it was up to us to continue to populate the human species, we couldn't do it. We're too much of a pansy, too much of a wimp. Nope, ain't gonna happen. That's why I, you know, guys at work and I have this saying that men, we have these things called testicles. And there is an ongoing argument that it is more painful for a man to get hit in the testicles than it is for a woman to give birth. And the simple analogy is, if I get hit in the testicles, I don't want to get hit in the testicles again. Women give birth, and they want to have another child after that. That tells me that getting hit in the testicles is more painful than giving birth, or men are just pansies. I'm going to go with the latter on that. But this male swimmer who identifies as a female for the University of Pennsylvania, well, its name is Leah Thomas, and he beat out a silver medal Olympian to win the 500 freestyle national championship in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is, I mean, again, we're in a different universe right now where this is normal. A biological man, born a man, maybe in transition. I don't know. I don't care to know what, how far into the transition he is. But he still has the physical attributes of a man. And no disrespect towards women, but most men are more physically fit. I won't even go physically fit, but more physical, more strong. They're stronger than females. Physically, I should say. And this man is competing against women and blowing them away. And the NCAA is just saying, yeah, okay, well, we're woke, we're diverse. Yes, this is legitimate. This is good. The remainder of the country is going, how can you even do this? How can you even accept the fact that this man is competing against women, destroying them? I mean, obliterating records left and right. And there's no, I mean, nobody's questioning this. That's the best women's swimmer I've ever seen. Right, because it's a guy. That's why that's the best women's swimmer you've ever seen, because it's not a woman, it's a guy. So, he's a biological male living as a woman. He ended the race, the 500 freestyle, with his best time of 4:38.24. He beat out female Virginia freshman swimmer Emma Wynott at 4:34.99, Erica Sullivan, who won a silver medal in the 1,500-meter freestyle at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, who finished third. Finishing fourth was Brooke Ford, or Forde, who also won a silver at the Tokyo Olympic Games in the 4x200 freestyle relay race. Here's my issue. Emma Wynott, Erica Sullivan, and Brooke Forde, they were denied first, second, and third place. They are now second, third, and fourth place. Because this jackass has no business being in any pool racing against females. None whatsoever. He can't compete against males. So in order to compete and be the best in the world, well, I'm going to identify as a woman. I'm in the gender transition stage. Fine. You can be whatever you want to be. I don't care. But when you start competing against women, although you are still a male, yeah, that's where I have my issue. You know, and I'm going to go a little bit off topic here because I got into a Facebook argument, which I seem to be doing a lot of lately that I don't like to do, about the vaccine. I'm getting very, very tired of people calling me out because I'm unvaccinated. And this idiot lady who I was arguing with, you know, her first thing is somebody asked her, well, how many booster shots is it going to take for you to understand that this doesn't work? And her response was, as many as necessary. This is the mentality that we deal with on this. But then she says, I choose to follow the science and the facts. But these are the same people that are saying, yes, Leah Thomas, that's a woman. No. Science and facts proves to you that if Leah has a penis, that's a male. These female swimmers that she's competing against, they're female. Why? Because they were biologically born a female. They have all the characteristics and all the parts of a female. They have the reproductive organs. They have a vagina. They have an ovary. They ovulate, they have breasts, that the whole point of them existing is to continue to populate the human race. Their job is to give birth to a new human and to nurture that human and feed that human. Leah Thomas, the whole point of Leah being born was to impregnate the women and perpetuate the human race. Now, Leah says, I can't compete against these guys. These guys are too damn good. So I'm going to turn into a woman and I'll destroy them. That's where we are. Until this is the best part. And I love this article from ESPN, the woke ESPN. You go to 90% of the other articles regarding this, and I'm going to go to the ESPN article because nowhere does it mention the most important part of this whole situation. So, Mr. Leah Thomas, he swam another race. He swam the 200-yard freestyle final at the NCAA Swimming Championships. Did he win? Oh, no. He finished fifth. Thank God. Congratulations to Stanford junior and Canadian Olympian Taylor Rock, who claimed the title in record fashion by swimming a Macaulay Aquatic Center record of 1 minute 41 seconds. And in second place was Cal University of California senior Isabel Ivey. Congratulations to both of you. Mr. Leah Thomas finished fifth. Now, here's the thing. Here is the best part that ESPN, I despise ESPN. The only thing I like about ESPN is they broadcast hockey. I love hockey. Always have, always will. Used to play hockey. They are actually starting to broadcast hockey again, and that's the only reason I would watch ESPN. However, they are woke to a fault because everybody else, when they mentioned on this article that Mr. Leah Thomas finished fifth, every single article said every other swimmer that got out of the pool completely disregarded Mr. Thomas and went over to the other swimmers and audibly congratulated them and hugged them, completely leaving Mr. Thomas alone. They are resentful for this. Shame on you, NCAA, because there is going to come a day when wokeness is not going to be cool. And you will have to answer for this. How are you going to explain to these young women coming up that, well, there's no way you're going to beat this record that Mr. Leah Thomas has set because, well, that was a guy. Because we felt we should be woke. We should be diverse. We should allow transgender athletes. We should allow men to compete against women knowing what the outcome is going to be. Knowing what the outcome is going to be, I guess, except for this 200-yard freestyle. Kudos to spots 1 through 4. I mean, you just beat a guy. Good for you. This whole thing infuriates me because they're not put on a level playing field. These women who are competing against Mr. Thomas and are outspoken against it, and the parents and the fans that are protesting outside of these aquatic centers, and the NCAA is just turning a blind eye to it. Somebody has to answer for this because the majority of the people, again, the majority of the people do not accept this. But yet, because the transgender community, the Democrats, speak so loud, and if you don't agree with this, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you are the worst human being ever created. That's what you are. There's no question you are. All because you believe a person that was born a man has all the body parts and all the attributes and all the genes, the chromosomes, the DNA of a man. Those of us who believe that if you were born with the chromosomes to be a male, you're a male. That makes us a bigot. That makes us a homophobe. That makes us racist. I guess it makes us a domestic terrorist. So be it. I am a domestic terrorist if that's the case. I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but oh well. I'm not afraid to stand and tell you how I feel. Unfortunately, there are too many, and even that listen to this show, that are really afraid to stand up and say, that's wrong. They just want to go and not rock the boat. It's time to rock the boat, people. It's time to be the iceberg to the Titanic. Because it's here. We are right on the tipping point. Our country is on the edge of the cliff. Are we going to make it till November? I don't know. I really don't. And if it couldn't get any more crazier, Jussie Smollett, the convicted hate crime perpetuator who tried to make it look like MAGA Trump supporters beat him up when it was actually Nigerians. When is the last time an American swindled a Nigerian? I don't know. Well, it happened. Jussie Smollett swindled Nigerians. Two Nigerians. He purposely had them put on MAGA hats, and they beat him up. And he claimed that Trump supporters, they beat me up because I'm black and I'm gay. And the media, they sucked all this in and said, this is what Trump supporters are. This is the Republican Party. We need to condemn them. And politicians left and right, the Trump Party conservatives need to be held accountable. Trump needs to be held accountable for this. Well, then it came to be found out that, no, this wasn't Trump supporters that did this. Jussie Smollett hired these two guys to beat his ass on camera to make the average white man in America look like this predator. Well, he was found out to be a fraud. And then the DA of Chicago, where this happened, said, no, we're not going to charge him with any crime. And the police force is like, whoa, no, you are definitely charging this asshole with a crime. He committed a crime. So the police force is like, you're not going to let this go. A black woman who was the DA decided that, no, we're not going to charge this black man for perpetuating a hate crime that didn't happen. That's not a crime. And the cops are like, but it is. And he will have his day in court. Well, he had his day in court, and he was found guilty for perpetuating a hate crime. And you know what? He's out of jail. He got out. He's free, man. He's a free man. You know why? Because he's black. And because he's a Democrat. That's exactly why he is out walking the streets today. Because if it happened to be that there were two white men wearing MAGA hats that beat the crap out of Jussie Smollett because he was black and he was gay, those people would be rotting in jail right now. They would not even have a chance to have parole or an appeal or anything. There is too much of this going on. If you're a criminal in the Democrats' world, no, the only criminal on this planet are Trump supporters. According to the Democrats, though, that is the only criminal that exists and walks on this planet. If you support Trump, you're a criminal. Anybody else, you could rape, murder, rob, assault, anything. Perpetuate a hate crime that didn't happen. You're not a criminal. What would have happened to these two white guys if they beat that Jussie Smollett guy up? They'd be in prison. They'd throw away the key. But because he's black, because he's gay, and most importantly, because he's a Democrat, he gets to walk. It's rules for me, but not for thee. If you are a Democrat, and honestly, let's just put it as a politician, you get away with murder. You get away with perpetuating lying. And this is a hate crime. This is a hate crime in any other instance. Because when these two MAGA white guys that were beating up on this black gay guy, that was considered a hate crime. But when he is found out that he was completely fabricated, paid these guys to beat his ass, it's not a hate crime anymore. It's nothing. Nothing's wrong with that. He's an actor. He was just acting, right? Is that what it was? So we have Jussie Smollett, a black gay Democrat, getting off scot-free for a crime. Let's talk about Michigan State Representative Jewel Jones, who's a black Democrat. He has been sentenced to 2 years of probation and will not serve any additional jail time for his drunken driving conviction or for violating the terms of his bond. Now, this 26-year-old angster Democrat, he pleaded guilty in February to driving while intoxicated in April 2021, and he had other charges. He violated the terms of his bond by tampering with his ankle monitor and consuming alcohol. He spent 60 days in jail. He just got off scot-free. The judge said, you know what? Time served. Here's probation. You know why? Because he's black and he's a Democrat. If this was a white Republican, this guy would still be in jail and he'd be serving multiple years because this guy crashed his car and then resisted arrest, claiming, I know Governor Whitmer. So after he was arrested, he was told, you cannot consume any more alcohol, and he had an ankle monitor placed on his ankle, which he tried to remove, and he was drinking alcohol. So he violated his bond. Seriously, what more do you have to do to put this man in jail? The simple answer to that is put bleach on his skin, because if he was white, he'd be in jail. There is reverse racism in this country, or you can just call it racism. The racism, though, is against whites, because everything is cool now if you're black, if you're Hispanic. If you're white, it doesn't matter who you are and how good of a person you are racist. That's how the left looks at you. They're going to feel the pain come November. And it's because of these progressives who have essentially said, you know what? White people are horrible. White people have ruined this country. Well, it wasn't the white people. It was the white people, the black people, the Hispanics, the Asians, the Indians that made this country what it is. I don't care what color, what race, what creed you are. All I look at is your character. And if you have good character, I will respect you till the cows come home. I don't know. This is what we got in this country now. It's another universe. We're going to sit back. We're going to relax. And we're going to open our mind. I'll be right back. You're listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Let's just go for a ride. You can sit right by my side and we'll be Bonnie and Clyde. We'll go for a ride on one of those dirt roads. But by the time we get back, it's going to be. I'll put my arm around your shoulder and pull you close. I'm a pretty good guy, but I don't like to boast. I've got a German Shepherd and he sleeps in my bed. And if you play your cards right, you'll see the mirrors overhead. Let's lay a blanket on the grass and look at stars.
This is Harvey Dodd, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media. This is Harvey Gott, and I'm
all I know is you just need a. All I know is we just need a. All I know is you just need a.
Okay, I've had a lot of conversations and a lot of topics on this show, and a couple of them aren't going to make it because I'd like to keep this show at an hour, and I'm going to try and get as close to that as I can. So we're going to talk about probably the biggest topic here, aside from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I think we're going to take a break this week on that topic, but we're going to talk about Hunter Biden, because the New York Times has come out and said, yeah, the laptop with Hunter Biden, yeah, it's actually real. When all through the presidential campaign, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, all these ABC networks, They said, no, there's no truth to that. That's all Russian disinformation. That is these Trumpsters trying to generate something against Joe Biden. Well, what we've known since the 2020 election, the New York Times has said, yeah, it actually is true. So there's a couple things I need to discuss about this. First off, does this or does this not implement our president, Joe Biden, as an enemy of the state? Because at this point, you're getting money from our sworn enemy, China. You are receiving money in the New York Times, who was adamant that this is just Russian disinformation. They're now saying, yeah, it's true. So does that not compromise our president? Do we not have to? I mean, honestly, it is our duty at this point as a nation to get rid of Joe Biden because he's neck deep in this. It's proven. It's been proven, but the New York Times has come out and said it's now true. So that brings me to the other question. Is there an ongoing effort to remove Joe Biden from the presidency and put Kamala Harris in charge? Oof. I'm literally shivering with that thought. But has the media had enough of Joe Biden? Have they had enough of trying to cover up his inadequacies? Well, trust me, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't just Biden. It's Harris. It's Pelosi. It's AOC. It's Schumer. You name it. Anybody in the Democrat Party are making a mess of this country. Is the media getting tired of Joe Biden? The New York Times is now smearing Joe Biden. Because if you are smearing Hunter Biden in his laptop, listen, the laptop, the computer repair shop guy he lost his business. He had to move out of state because the media portrayed this guy as such a liar and such a hypocrite, and this isn't true. I'm telling you right now, I would be filing a lawsuit against every media outlet that ruined my business and literally ruined his life. And more importantly, didn't the New York Times, don't tell me the New York Times didn't know that this Hunter Biden laptop thing, yeah, it was true. Are they not responsible for manipulating an election? Because 16% of Biden voters, it has been proven 16% of Biden voters, if they knew that Hunter Biden, if the media had told the truth about Hunter Biden, they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. That would have given Trump the presidency. I mean, even aside from the cheating that resulted, there was no way that they would have come back from that. So is the New York Times responsible? I mean, honestly, do we look at the New York Times and say, hey, thanks for the inflation, thanks for the gas prices, thanks for the border being wide open? At this point, again, how does anybody believe the media? How does anybody believe anybody from the media? How does anybody believe anything about COVID? And how does anybody believe Dr. Fauci? How does anybody believe what is truly happening in Ukraine? There's no way we can. And that's scary because our media is so in the tank for the Democrat Party that they're willing to lie through their teeth in order to be accepted by the Democrat Party. Do you understand how hard it is to be a conservative in this day and age? We are being inundated with false news every day. And we have to be able to look beyond that. We have to be able to discern what is real and what is fake. The liberals and the Democrats of this country, they don't have to do that. Because all they do is listen to the media and take it for their word. Regardless of whether it's truthful or not, we as conservatives, we have a hard job. We have to discriminate and we have to discern what is truth and what is not. It's tough to be a conservative American today. All right, that'll be the show today. Before I go, Justin, Karen, Chris, Roy, thank you. Thank you so much for your support of the show. I am reading your messages. I am watching your videos. I understand what you're going through and what you're sending me. Again, it's just been chaotic for me the last week here, and I haven't been able to get back with you like I normally have. Don't think I'm just blowing you off. It's just been tough. So thank you. Keep it up. Thank you for everybody listening to the show. Again, go to my personal Facebook page, Tom Velasquez, or go to the Paranormal Patriot. The link for James Dunn and his Fundly page is on that page. Please, please, please. I know times are tough. I know prices are skyrocketing, but these guys really need your help. So please help them. Go to the link, click the link, and donate whatever you can afford. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I appreciate it more than I will ever, ever be able to tell you. So thank you for listening to the show this week. I appreciate you listening. If you could, share the show, talk about the show, send me a message, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week. Thank you.